And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow Head Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Cooksley. Coach, congratulations on getting back to the state tournament. I was thinking back to a year ago, we were talking about the team making it to state for the first time since 2003, and this year it's your second straight trip. Is the feeling a little bit different this year, having made it a year ago, or not so much?
It's always going to be a great feeling to accomplish that. The kids did a great job, and it's just one of those things where you never know when you're going to be able to go back again, so you need to make sure that you are cherishing it and just relishing the moment, and I think we certainly have done that again. So it's a great feeling for not only our school and community, but our kids as well for all their hard work.
Kelly, I couldn't help but think back to a few months ago when you and I were talking at the winter sports tip-off, and we were talking about the season coming up, and we talked about some question marks coming into the season. You had to replace a four-year starting point guard. You knew you weren't going to be the tallest team in the state. I'm curious, what was there a point in the season where you said to yourself, hey, you know what, we've got the pieces, things are coming together to have another great run?
Yeah, I think early in the year we definitely we kind of didn't play great early in the year, but I think a lot of that was we had a lot of young kids playing, and we had a point guard that was just learning the position essentially. And but I think right around conference tournament time, I really started to see us start to click a little bit. So I would say right around conference tournament would be the time when I really was kind of like, this could be a pretty salty team. And honestly, I still don't know how good we are. You know, I know that sounds crazy, even though we just qualified for the state tournament, but I think there's so much potential with this team. And still, even, I think they can grow a little bit more even, but don't have much time to do that. But I just think that every time they get it on the court, they just keep getting better at something. So I like where we're at. And I was joking with the Scott twins the other day. I took them to the fall sports kickoff at Kearney High, and I rewatched that interview, and it's just amazing to see how much of that interview has actually came true as far as our team defense and our team goals and stuff. So credit to our kids. They've done a great job of kind of buying into those things and just continuing to get better.
Kelly, over the season, as we've visited with you, we've talked about the Scott twins and the stabilizing force that they are for you as seniors and really have been during their entire career. We've talked about the way the youngsters have stepped into their roles and have continued to get better. I don't know if we have taken time to talk about Brianna Quinn. She's a girl that came into your program. She's a senior, and she has become an instrumental part in what you do. Talk about her, and I'm going to throw Callie White in there too. Two seniors that are stabilizing forces and I think have just gotten better for you through the course of the year.
Oh, for sure. You know, with Brianna, she's probably arguably been playing her best basketball the last 6 to 8 games. I mean, she's getting anywhere from 8 to 10 points a game and 5 or 6 rebounds a game. So if you're getting that inside presence a little bit, it's huge for us. And I tell you what, the kid, there is no one. I mean, we have a lot of team first kids, but there is no one on our team that wants to win more than that girl and wants to see her team succeed first. And she's just a team-first kid. And like I said, we have a lot of those on our team. But Brianna just goes above and beyond it, wanting her team to do really well. And I'm just so happy she came in and is a part of our program. And then Callie White, she's a two-year starter. And she's just kind of that girl that uses her brain to help other people get in the right spots and stuff. She's extremely smart and just knows the game inside and out. You know, Brad did coach a little while, so she got kind of a coach's dad, you know, and he's just extremely smart and good leader and always gets people where they need to be. And I'm just extremely proud of her and accepting that role and just, and you know, taking it and running with it. So those two have been a huge part of our success this year.
Coach, unlike the past, you've had an entire week to prepare for the tournament. Have you liked the extra time for prep as a coach?
To be honest, I really haven't. Yeah. And I think the kids are ready to play, and you know, we're going on our fifth practice here on Friday, and then we'll have another one on Sunday, and it's just we're ready to play the game. You know, especially playing, you know, Gothenburg for a fourth time, we know each other, and we just kind of want to get out there and play. And but it is what it is this year, and we're going to roll with it and go from there. But certainly the extra time, we are trying to fill some voids to make sure we're staying sharp and fresh, but at the same time, you know, we're trying to have a little fun too this week and just kind of keep it light. So
You mentioned Gothenburg. Sometimes when you go to the state tournament, you play a team that you're not necessarily familiar with. That's not the case for you in the opening round. You and Gothenburg are very familiar with one another. The fourth time that you will play each other this season. You've come out on top on the three previous meetings, Kelly, but I know that what happened in those three games means nothing when it comes to Monday. Just talk about Gothenburg again and the keys for your team to be successful.
Yeah, I think in games like this where there's no secrets, I just think it's the team that can play the most consistent is going to probably be victorious. You know, in each game we've kind of made a run and just kind of held on from there. So I'm hoping that we can do the same. But I know that when all the chips are pushed in the middle for both teams and it's win or go home, I mean, everybody's going to play extremely hard, and I'm expecting some kind of a low-scoring type game, similar to maybe our sub-district, probably a little tighter. And, you know, state tournament, it was funny, John Dolliver last year, after we lost to North Bend, he pointed up to the lights, and he said they're bright for a reason, and sometimes they blind you the first time you get down here. And, you know, that's something where we are hopefully going to have a leg up with experience, and hopefully that bodes well for us.
Well, Coach, it's been just an honor and a privilege and a joy to cover the team again this year. We congratulate you on all of the success up to this point, and we wish you and the team the best of luck at the state tournament.
Yeah, and we appreciate all your coverage as well. You guys are the best for a reason, so we appreciate it, and we'll see you down in Lincoln.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Kelly Cooksley joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.